Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, Oh, thank you. Thank you. Such a heartfelt. Thank you, Tal, for a wonderful arrangement. Thank you, Ilana, for the other wonderful arrangement. Hodaya for the singing. Wow, this is exciting. So we opened with this wedding song, which is translated in Hebrew, "If You'll Come to Me." And it's really, so you sing this song really when they're walking down the aisle. Is that right? Yeah.
That's right.
That's great. So let's, why don't you come closer and then we can, we'll do with the music again later, but why don't you come closer?
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we need to do the sitting arrangement.
Now we do the sitting arrangements, exactly.
Okay, yeah, come closer. Yeah, let me get the instrument now, just come closer.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Now we're going to test if you really like one another.
Yes, we are.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, a spiritual mentor, a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power, find your power within you, your gifts, that which you came with, that which you are here with to show your gifts to the world. And I'm blessed. I'm excited. I'm thrilled to have three wonderful, wonderful, talented ladies. Hodaya Ben, Ilana
Kleiman,
and
Tal Katz.
Thank you very much for being here. And this is a wonderful day. You know, this week we are celebrating the holiday of Shavuot. The holiday of Shavuot is, in English, the literal translation is weeks, because we're counting so many weeks until we arrive to this day, which is representation of the receiving of the Torah. You had, the Torah is not only for Jews. I just want to make it clear. The Torah is for everybody. That's why it also was received in the desert, because the desert is an open land. Doesn't belong to anybody. Belongs to everyone and to no one. So you are here. Thank you so much for joining and talking about your experience, your journey. So let's dive right in. Hi, Hodaya. How are you?
How are you? I miss you so much. It's so nice to see you.
I miss you too. And soon we'll come out of this coronic time and we'll find ways to come together. So Hodaya is originally from Israel. And I can say so many things about her. I mean, she's done so many things. She first born in Israel. You were born in kibbutz? No, you were born in a city, right?
I was born in a Tzeret Elit in Israel.
Tzeret Elit, yeah.
Yeah. Then I moved to Jerusalem, but most of my childhood was in Modi'in.
Okay, so that's in the center. That's really kind of in the center of Israel, Modi'in, yeah. And you start singing, actually. When was the first time that you've recognized the gift? And the reason I'm asking this is because there is a distinction, you know, as kids. I remember when I, at 10 years old, I realized that I'm a musician after being introduced to Mati Kaspi. There was not really a lot of support in my story. How is it in your? I mean, sometimes kids, we want something, but many times parents are saying, nah, well, let's wait a little bit. Did you have support at home?
Yes. And I have a story that I would like to share with
Please.
You.
Please. Just maybe come closer a little bit.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
No, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So when I was on my sixth grade, when I was like 12 years old, I was a part of a choir in my school in Modi'in. And the leader, the vocal coach, the leader of the choir, did audition for the final show. We had a final show, a big, big, big presentation for the parents. Mm-hmm. And then I came. I was a very, very shy girl. Today I'm not shy at all, but I was
That's great.
Yeah.
So doesn't fit you to be shy.
So I came to the audition. I was so shy, and I sang for her a song. I don't remember what was the song. And then she looked at me and she told me, Hodaya, one day you're going to be a big, big, big singer all over the world. I believe in you. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like 12 years old. I'm just singing for fun. She told me, remember what I'm telling you. And that was the first time that someone believe in me. And I have to tell that my family supported me for the whole time. My father, my mother, my brother, they are very, very involved in my career. And they support me all the time. They supported me to come to America to fulfill my dreams. In every competition, that's very funny. I've been performing in around 9 international competitions in Russia, Kazakhstan, Poland, Lithuania, United States, Israel. My father came with me to every competition.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Talking about support, huh?
Yeah, talking about support. And I think that today I'm a singer, but I'm a vocal coach too. So when you believe in a children, you know, if you believe in someone and you give him the support, you know, that sentence changed my life. If she would like telling me something else, maybe that was changing my life too. But that's tiny sentence that she told me. And every interview that I'm doing, I'm telling that. And I met her a few years ago and I told her, thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. So you met her. That's what I was going to ask you. Did you actually reach out to her, meet her? Because it can be very, very powerful.
Yes.
It'd be a very powerful meeting.
Yes, so my father met her once, and then I met her once, and that was a big honor for me to tell her thank you, just to say thank you. And that's the reason I choose to be a vocal coach too, because I can help other singers, other musicians that need some support and to learn how to sing. But you really need one person that will believe in you in order to achieve your dreams.
And the funny thing is that many times that person in the beginning is not us.
That's correct.
Right. We have to. It's interesting. I want to share with you, wonderful audience, that Hodaya, the name, means gratitude. But it's the act of being in gratitude. You know, there is the word, gratitude or thankfulness, but it's the act, is it in English you say the verb? No, the verb. The act of being gratitude, I mean, being in gratitude. So it's kind of like a constant. Like it's almost like a constant reminder, I would think.
So I'm very thankful for God, for everything. And that's funny because when Ilana came to my apartment, I told her, Ilana, I want to thank you for being a part of my life in town. We're having so much fun together. And I think that when we met each other for the first time, we have the same mission. We really want to be successful. We want to perform all over the world. And we have the same mission and we love each other. So I told her, I'm so thankful that in this quarantine, it's really hard as a musician. Like it's a truth. As a musician, it's so hard to be home. And, you know, I'm thankful that we have, you know, we're working together. We're having meals together. We're like laugh together and we have the same mission. So that's good. Thank you, Milan and Tal. Thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. No, that's great. You know, and also especially in this time, I work with many women that actually experienced that are in the middle of life crisis and ended something that caused them to be in a turmoil and to move forward. And it's really about empowerment. Now, we are sitting here, you're three ladies that are sitting here, and there is more to it than just a trio. I see it like that. That's me. I look at things underneath. I don't just look at many times, you know, sometimes a banana is just a banana, but you know, I many times look at things underneath really and the unconscious and what we do as humans, as humanoids, as people, when we come together. Here are three ladies, especially during these times, where we are seeing a lot of negativity in the world, a lot of oppression, and you know, the beast is dying soon. Hopefully that negativity beast is dying. But especially during this time where there is a shift in the consciousness and in the relationship between men and women and women and women, you know? So it is interesting. Do you find that your coming together as three women is part of that? Did you think of that, about that in that sentence? Or is it just like a banana is just a banana? We just like to be together and it doesn't matter. Do you feel that? And do you feel that people are relating to you differently than before?
That's a very good question. I've been actually thinking about all this stuff lately, about the shift and everything. I really want to hope that it's shifting for the best and for a good conscious in but in the whole world.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not sure we were really thinking about it as a trio, but I think it's a result of everything that's happening. And we want to make something good together. We are having fun. It's not just work, of course.
For sure.
It's hard work, but it's also very, very important to have fun, to be there for each other, to understand each other, or else it's not going to work. That's how it's always. So we have to work with each other and be in good vibes and good mood and support each other. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, many times we do things and we don't really know why we did them, but we realize after the fact and after things manifest, we say, oh, yeah, wow, that's so lucky. We're so lucky that we did that. That's also the idea of, in Judaism, the sentence, Na'aseh v'nishma. And if you feel something, you know, we do things and we don't have to understand something all the time right at that particular moment. The understanding will come later. So this is, I see it some sort of this kind of manifestation that you felt right, you came together, and then you did that. How did you three meet?
I would like to answer that. So it started that Tal and me, Tal is a mutual friend with another friend of mine from Israel. So I called Tal, I didn't know her, just called her on the phone. And I said, I have an idea, let's form a duo. Let's make music together because we're both new, kind of new here, it was a year ago, something like that. And I said, let's make something together. Let's start building it. So we started doing like rehearsals, mostly like classical music, because we both come from there, me especially. And then Hodaya was at an interview in a school that I teach music. I teach violin. And my manager called me and he said, I think you would like to meet someone. And there she was. And then we became like more friends. I told her about what Tal and me are trying to do. We're starting something. She was like, that's amazing. Let's do something together.
That's wonderful.
Immediately like, yeah, sure. Let's do something together. Let's work on stuff together. Let's create music. And that's how we started.
The harmony trio. It's wonderful. The bass of every chord has three notes. So you together are really creating a harmony. And also you have this visual harmonization. So it's nice. You kind of look nice, all three of you. So what are we going to hear?
Our first one will be Dance Monkey with a special version that we created together. Enjoy.
Wonderful. I'm going to dance already.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Passing by, and now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Oh, I see you every time. And oh my, I like your style. You make me wanna cry. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Look me in my eyes. see the way you shine. Pick your head, my dear. Take my hand. Take my hand.
Thank Wonderful. You. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Where are all these voices coming out of? I mean, you're so small. This is wonderful. Thank you, ladies. Wow. Thank you, Daya. Thank you,
Lilo. And big thanks to Lilo Fadida. They did the production for this song, and we're very happy to be here today.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you. I think that actually, if I'm not mistaken, this was from the last time that we've met, Hodaya. This all formed from the last time we've met until now, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's like really that window that we didn't talk. So this is really fresh.
That's great. That's great.
That's wonderful.
Something that I really believe in that. And I believe in vision. When you have a vision, it's become to a reality. So when I moved here, I've been here in the past for around 3 years. I've been here in college. And then I moved to Israel and Europe to perform. And then when I came here a few months ago, I had a dream. I had a vision to build my own team, you know, my own tree or something like that. And it became a reality. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, that was the same thing that I was looking for. And then we started to work together and everything worked very smoothly. And then, you know, before the quarantine and everything, we were supposed to have like 3 shows or something like that.
Yes.
So we started to work really, really hard for that. But now in this time, we're still working on songs that, God willing, everything will be over and behind us. We will be ready. We will be ready to bring joy to the world, to bring happiness. And as you know, when we are singing, when we are playing, we're having fun. The audience will have fun. We're going to have some touring, some casinos.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully soon. Yeah, but I think God brought us together, right?
Everything has a reason. Everything has a reason. That's how I believe, you know, everything that we are going through in this realm has a spiritual reason and source. You know, it's what do we have here to teach us and how to grow with that?
Mm-hmm.
So the Harmony Trio, you perform in private events. What other events are you making yourself available to?
So we're performing in private events, but also on festival. And God willing, we're going to work on some original material too.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, yeah, that'll be, that's wonderful. Yeah. Tal.
Now I just want to share that now I'm working on EP. I'm working with Gemini Music, who's amazing, with an amazing support of my manager, Ron Johns. So I'm doing my original EP too. And now we're building together our Harmony Trio to perform all over the world.
That's wonderful.
And God willing, we need some original material. Yeah, we need to think about it.
Okay. Okay. Well, it'll come. Since you are making yourself available, you know abracadabra, right? Abracadabra in Hebrew is literally meaning...
Abracadabra.
You know what it means, right?
What does literally mean?
Literally means I create what I speak. It's in Aramaic. It's in Aramaic. Yeah, so I create what I speak, and this is really what the program is.
So that's the same way as I said, that I was thinking I want to build my own. You know, that's crazy. Lately, it's happened to me. We're doing a collaboration with Avicii, Avichai. He's a DJ. We do a remix for our song, This Monkey. And for a long time, I told Ilana, I'm looking for a DJ, someone that will do a remix. And suddenly, I met him in some event. And I'm like, oh my God, God brought this. You know, so it's like you're abracadabra. About and you're a creator. Like,
that's why we always should speak good words.
That's correct.
Always, exactly. And this is the thing about also Lashon Hara. How do you say
English? Bad thoughts, I think.
Well,
bad
it's thoughts. It's actually Lashon comes from the word tongue. When we speak negatively, actually there is also a thing about speaking positive about something because that also can switch if it doesn't come in a pure channel. It can definitely. And here is the thing is, we think it first, we intend it, we speak it out, but it's also important to hear it back. It's not just important, like you read a book or you read something. It's important to hear the words that you say, because you're also hearing what you are asking and you are internalizing it back. And that worked for me 105% of the time when you're conscious of it. So this is what it is. This is creating what you choose. So Tal, hi. I mean, you know, you're sitting there. I was like, how are you? How are you feeling?
Good.
tell me about your start with music. When did you start with playing the, you're playing the cello. When did you start playing that?
I started at the age of 9.
Was it your choice to play a cello?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very uncommon for a child to choose a cello. I know that kids choose sometimes violin. What did it feel to choose to choose a cello, to play on a cello?
Yes, well, I got encountered with the cello from a little performance that people did for children to introduce the instruments. Uh-huh. And we're able to touch it, and I plucked on it a little bit, and I was like, I want to play cello.
Wow. Cello is such a powerful, heartfelt, really down to your gut, really down to your core, to your kishke, right? That's very powerful. And where were you born, Tal?
I was actually born in the US, uh-huh. but I grew up in Israel, in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. I lived as an adult.
I see. How did you find about support? Did you have support for creating music?
Yes. My mom was very supportive of the whole way of doing music. So I was very lucky. Yeah.
Oh. That's wonderful.
My family, yes.
You're so cute, though. I love her so much. She's
How about
so
you?
Calm and relaxed. And
she is.
I feel like a positive thing. And boy, I love it. Yeah.
She is. She's there. She's very, 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 very calm. Yeah. Ilana, how about you? You start playing your instrument. When did you start playing?
So I started when I was 6. Something like that. I come from a Russian family, also from Israel, but my parents are from Russia. So my mom is a pianist and my grandma used to be a pianist. So it runs in the family. So I started when I was 6, and that's here.
Yeah, well, you all three of you, you play beautifully. Hodaya, you play your voice beautifully, and you also play piano, right?
Yeah, I play piano also. Yes.
Do you play piano in your performances in your trio or in your trio, or you're just singing?
So basically on the trio, I'm just going to sing, but okay. Maybe we'll add that in the future.
Okay.
And when I'm teaching, when I'm doing my voice lessons, I'm using the piano, and I'm uploading some covers to my Facebook channel, to my Instagram. So, wow.
I have to tell you, I mean, I'm really excited that you three are here, because I want to tell you, Hodaya has a vast experience. She's been performing in competitions in Israel. Were you in the army in the singing group?
Yes.
You were. Which one was it?
I've been a part of intelligence corps.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Yeah.
Wow. So to you who don't know, in Israel, there was a culture. Now it's not as much. Now they're not. But doing an army, because the army service in Israel is mandatory, those who are qualified and are being chosen, they are part of an Israeli army singing group. And really the biggest musicians were bred, so to speak, from those Israeli army groups. And it was, if you are a good musician, you were part of that group. Today, it's a little bit politics and everything killed it. But I'm glad that you were there, because that really is giving you a lot of training, a lot of experience, a lot of exposure. Now, you were also, you were playing for the prime minister and the president, right?
Yes.
Of Israel.
Yes.
When was that? That was when you were 12 or something, no?
Yeah, when I was 12. I've been performing since I was a little child. They choose me to perform in a prime minister like a ceremony, Memorial Days, mm-hmm. in the Independence Day in Har Herzl, Mount of Herzl. So, you know, I think when people are asking me, did you choose that to be a singer? No, I think God chose that. Like, that chose me. Since I was a little child, I had the ability to sing. And then people love it. And I saw that people are smiling. And, you know, when you're a child, you're saying, oh, why are they saying that? I'm like, I'm just singing. But step by step, I saw that it became very, very, like, real.
Yeah.
You know? And I was a part of a band, too, Speedfire. I had a rock band when I was younger.
What was the name?
Speedfire.
Speedfire, like the airplane. Like the airplane. Oh, wow.
So I've been part of that group, and we were performing all over Israel. And we've been in the national TV, in the national children TV, and national Arutz Shtayim Bezmanos
Hayah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it started. And since when I was in high school, it became very serious, too. And then in the Army, I was a part of a kind of a musical group, and I did more stuff in the Army, too. I've been working as a teacher there, too. But after that, you know, I've been in Eilat. I moved to Eilat.
Oh, Eilat, yeah, Eilat in the south is very, very touristy. Yeah.
Yes.
I lost your video.
So I've been performing every day. So we were working every day. We had one day off, and we were performing every day in front of the audience. And then I started, I'm singing a lot in English, and people love it. And the tourists that came from the United States and Europe love my singing. And then I decided, okay, now it's the time, and I moved to America.
Wow. So before you will ask you these questions, do you sing in other languages?
Yeah, I sing in Spanish. I sing Italiano. I'm working on my Russian accent. Yeah, I'm singing
well, Russian. You better take advantage of your...
You're not helping me. Hebrew. Yeah.
So, and you do this also as your trio, as in your trio, do you sing in other languages?
Yeah, so we were doing Spanish songs too. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So you know, so you have here covers in English, in Spanish, in Italian. Yeah. I mean, this is great. This is really, I can see you like in a nice wedding on top of the hill of Malibu or something. That the wedding procession is there, and you have this trio on the top of the mountain, and they're playing, and you're all white, and it's off.
Wow. I'm about to cry.
I love it. Abracadabra.
Yeah.
Abracadabra. There you go.
So
you're going to...
I think something so classic, and we're bringing ourselves to the stage with, you know, the arrangement, the talk, they are so powerful and touchful. So when you hear this song, you know, when I was hearing the... Vein Tavoy Elai, I was crying. I told him, girls, wow, I cannot be focusing on singing because that was so emotional. And we bring ourselves to the music. And this is a great technique and a great way to bring people together. And, you know,
absolutely.
From our heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great. And this is a great, any time that you show yourself is a great place, a great time to bring people close because, you know, sometimes people are not everybody's, some people are shy. Okay, not everybody is going out, and although they crave connection, sometimes they're not really proactive about that. So it's great that you're bringing that. So you moved to the States. Why did you move to the States? I mean, you were playing in Israel, you were performing all over, you were doing all the stuff. Everything was going great.
So I think that. I was 22 years old. I've been here before. I've been here, today I'm 28. So I've been here before. When I was 22, I decided that I want to study in the States. So I moved here and I graduated from Musician Institute.
Oh, here in LA, yeah.
Yeah, in LA.
Yeah.
I've been here 3 years and I've been working as a musician and I was studying. And after I got my diploma, things became like very serious with Europe, with my career in Europe. And I met an amazing, amazing producer. Her name is Beata Feldman.
What's the name again?
Beata.
Beata. It's a B-E-A-T-E? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
Beata. I love her so much. She has such a strong empower on me, and she is a big part of my success. So then she saw some of my videos. My friend Noam introduced me to her. And then I started to perform in Europe. And then I decided to move back to Israel
because I had many shows. Every month I've been in a different country in Europe, and I've been performing there. And things moving like really, really fast. But then I got a request to record my album here, to record my EP here from my manager, Ron Johns. And, you know, I said, okay, the next adventure. You know, I'm very like, I have a lot of energy and I like to go from here to there. So I said, okay, this is the time. I moved when I was, I was 27. That was a few months ago. I celebrated my birthday here. And I decided this is the time to bring my music and to record my album here. This is the right place.
Wonderful.
I'm still going to do some performance with Russia. I'm doing some projects online now. But when everything will be open, we will do some stuff. I will fly there and I will do some stuff in Europe too. But now, you know, I have a feeling that I need to come here again. You know, this is the time. And I met these amazing ladies here.
Wonderful.
And, yeah.
Do you want to go back to Israel?
For visit, because now I'm focusing on my career here. Mm-hmm. Now I'm building my career here, but you never know what's going to happen. Now I'm building myself here.
That's right. Wow, that's wonderful. You know, from the time that I met Hodaya, which we met, I think, last year, and then we had a break. I mean, everybody was doing something, and then Corona came and stuff like that. Your energy expanded, like you opened up much more in a greater way than I've seen you before. So that is so wonderful, and I'm so glad that you three are here. Here's the thing: we're talking about shifting of energy, shifting of relationships, and everything. And yet, there are still, you know, we see negativity. This weekend, I mean, there is a lot of things that are happening that are so negative. There was the killing of the person in Minneapolis, right? And there are so many things that are happening. We had yesterday an event to save the Amazon rainforest, the heart of our planet. And there is a lot of. Do you feel any kind of objection or judgment, let's put it this way, judgment towards you as women? And do you face any obstacles because you are women, or how's your experience as a trio of three powerhouse women? How is this experience?
I would like to answer it first of all from my personal view. I don't feel I have any obstacles as a woman. I do feel sometimes because of my young age, sometimes. But then when you're good, you come and you show what you have, and then nobody has anything to say. I don't feel that there is any obstacle for us as three women. I think on the opposite. I think people see something new, something fresh, something beautiful with quality, you know, very, very good, and just give us support. Everybody that I've been talking to about this trio, everybody, my friends, my family, people I don't know, everybody giving support and very, very for it. That is so
wonderful. Do you feel the same way, Hodaya, or similar?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Wow. How about you, Tal? Do you feel the same way personally? Yeah. That's great. That's really harmony, huh?
Yeah.
That's harmony.
Yes, yes.
What was that?
Yes.
The three wise. Before we're going to listen to something, yes, Ilana. So you wanted to say something, Ilana?
Yeah, I just wanted to add something about you're saying about all this shift with consciousness, mm-hmm. and if we're getting any negative feelings. I think that when you feel good, when you give good vibes outside, you won't get the negative feelings. Even if they're out there, you get what you give, exactly like that. You're giving good vibes, you're getting good vibes, you're getting support.
That's great. You attract what you are. You know, it's to see and to feel and to see and to experience you like that. Definitely, I wish and I pray all the wonderful, great things for you, because you are here. You're ready. You're ripe, so to speak, and you're ready to receive. So thank you for sharing this wonderful time.
Thank you,
wonderful
Ilan.
Time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if you have an event, anything that is going on, and you can do this also on online. If you're looking to have some kind of performance online, I've seen performances online of Hodaya, and we're going to put, you saw a clip earlier. I put earlier a clip of Hodaya in a performance online, and wonderful, wonderful experience. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts and for sharing your time and for sharing everything that that you are here to share. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And all of you more than welcome to support us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We're uploading our covers all the time, our songs.
Wonderful.
And we'd love to see you all soon.
Wonderful. So I'll put the links to your website and to your channels on the thing there, and people can reach.
Cool. Reach.
Okay. What was that?
Just call today.
But wait, if you call today, you call today. You will really enjoy. It's a really a classical performance. It's wonderful. So thank you, and I will send you back to sit near the chairs and with your instruments, and we'll end up with this. With this last song. So thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Abracadabra, create what you speak starts with your own belief and own noetic sense of who you are and what your gifts are. One thing at a time, one step at a time. Italy wasn't built in one day, so one thing at a time. Thank you so much.
So the next song we're going to hear is Hit the Road Jack, our original arrangement. Enjoy.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. What you say? Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Oh, I'm a woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. Guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go. That's right. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more. What you said? Hit the road, Jack, and won't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and won't you come back no more. Now, baby, listen, baby. Don't you treat me this way, cause I'll be back on my feet someday. Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good. I guess if you say so, I'd have to pack my things and go. That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.
That's great. Wow. Wow. Wonderful. You see, everybody, this is what you're going to get, this kind of energy. You're going to bump your events. And now after this coronic time where we are coming to appreciate really coming together again and being together, we don't have to bombast everything with bands and DJs. It's just this classic trio. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Wonderful.
That's great.
Thank you.
Cannot wait anymore, really.
What's that?
Every day I'm dreaming that I'm on stage. I really miss that.
Wow.
Thank you, Ilan.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Happy holidays.
Chag
sameach. Seid gesund. Bye bye. Yeah, look at that. I'll put the outtakes in the thing.
Harmony trio. La 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 la.
You're listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay.